for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to the August 4th edition of Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. As we talk on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday morning in Louisville, Kentucky, or Prospect, Kentucky. You know, I'm still not allowed in the building, but I don't think I'm ever going to be allowed in the building again, Shannon.
I'd say you're probably right about that.
Yeah, and so I kind of feel sad about that because
why?
I like sitting in the other room.
Yeah.
And I can see your facial expressions when you're answering the phone. I mean, there's a little more details to the show when I'm there that I think are taken care of a lot better than me sitting here in my house and you sitting about, 10 miles away.
Yeah, it's much easier for sure if you're in here with me in the studio, but
hey, yeah,
they will not allow that, so
nope.
We're making the best of it.
I'll never understand it, but because I've been fully vaccinated, and now you saw the news yesterday, New York City is requiring people to show proof of vaccination if you want to go to a gym, if you want to go to a restaurant, and if you want to go to any kind of entertainment.
Yep, and I think that a lot of other cities are going to follow New York City's lead on this.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lollapalooza, we talked about a couple days ago, they were requiring either proof of vaccination or that you just recently had a COVID test.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's the way that Louder Than Life is going to be. I don't think it will be, but, you know, that's coming up in about a month and a half.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be with the Delta variant going up.
And it's one of the largest rock festivals in the country, or it is the largest rock festival in the country.
It is. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. And a lot of surprises for me that were announced yesterday by the University of Kentucky. We'll talk about that a little later. But I really think that we have to talk about the first thing today is track and field.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never liked track and field, but I've really enjoyed watching Sydney McLaughlin run, because she runs so effortlessly that it's just unbelievable what she can do. And then not only did she break the record in the trials for the Olympics, she broke them in the Olympics. Again, her own record.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty incredible, isn't it?
It is.
To think that the greatest track and field athlete came from the University of Kentucky.
Yeah, that's
greatest in the
one.
World.
Yes, that is crazy right there. So she beat the record in the qualifiers at 51.90, and then she beat it by a half a second yesterday at 50, or today, whatever it is. I'm so confused. 51.46. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's moving along right there. That's very incredible.
Yeah, I didn't watch it live, but I've seen the video over and over. You look nice. But I've seen the video over and over.
Who you say looks nice?
Somebody's walking out of the room.
Your wife? You're complimenting your wife? You're passingly complimenting your wife as you're talking about Sydney McLaughlin.
You know, the funny part about it, she just walked out, didn't even pay attention, didn't turn back to say thank you or anything. So
she's like, yeah, there he is, pretending to be on the radio again.
She runs out of the room as fast as she can if that was ever to happen, or if I presented that. Yeah. She's not going to do it. I've asked her a couple times, why don't you come on? Shannon would love it. No, not doing that.
Oh.
So, but I don't even know where I was. But
we're talking about Sydney McLaughlin.
Yeah, I know we were talking about her, but I don't know what I was trying to say. So I just think it's fun. I didn't see it live. I watched the replay. And to watch her jump, I don't even think at my prime at 20, 21 years old, I could jump a hurdle. Could you?
Well, I probably could. I was a five-star athlete in high school.
Okay.
But you, no, I know you couldn't.
No, I could not. I mean, you know the old saying, white men can't jump?
I've heard it.
Yeah. I am the epitome of that right there. I am a typical white man that I couldn't, I never was able to jump. I could touch the rim of a basketball.
You can touch the rim of a basketball. Yeah, well, I can touch the rim of a basketball laying down.
I know. Well, you know what I
mean. You mean a basketball goal?
A basketball goal is what I meant. I could touch the rim, but that was it. I couldn't do anything. And that's if I was really excited and pumped up about a game or something. But no, that was it. I was a horrible basketball player. I tried my best, but
I got a great picture of you. Have I tweeted that out? That's a great picture.
Unfortunately, you have not. Yes.
Oh, I've got to tweet that out. A picture of Michael Bennett. What year was this? Let me see if I can find that, first of all.
I don't remember which picture it was.
Well, I'll send it to you. I'll tweet it out so he can remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
It was probably my ninth grade, my freshman year of high school.
And you look just like you do now.
I looked awkwardly ridiculous. I think I got a little better looking the older I got into 11th, 12th grade, and then into college. But but then I got ugly again. So.
How have I never tweeted that out?
Are you sure I haven't tweeted that out? I am almost positive you've never tweeted. I'm 99% certain you haven't tweeted that out. Nothing is 100%.
All right. Well, let me see if I can find this.
Oh, great. I wish you would not.
I got to dig deep in the archives
okay,
here.
Good. Well, let's just leave it at that. Keep digging deep because those need to stay in the archives.
Oh, there it is. I just found it.
Well, you know, the sad part about it, I believe that picture, and there's several others. If you go to Christian Academy of Louisville here in town to their basketball gym, you will see pictures of me in the gym.
Really?
Yes. Before you walk into the actual gymnasium, kind of out in the little area there, the reception area, after you walk in the front door. I've gone there, I think I've gone now twice. And because of the other school I went to, I kind of flunked out, and they asked me, Michael, you know, you're a good person, but you're not a good educated kid. You need to go to another school. So my parents sent me to Christian Academy. But they've got pictures of me from when I played there. And I'm like, oh, this is rather embarrassing. There are not pictures to be shared. So, and yet they are. So thank goodness not many people know that I did that. But listen. Sydney McLaughlin, how is UK going to celebrate her? That's what I want to know.
I think we need a statue of her.
You know what? I think she's deserving of it. Where would you put it, though?
Next to the track and field.
See, that's what I think, too. But on the other hand, not many people will see it. But although,
what are you trying to say? Nobody goes to the track and field meets?
Well, not many do.
Well, that's a shame.
I mean, if you want to be honest, not many people go to the track and field. They should now, because after seeing the two medalists that have done well, the young lady that did the one yesterday, Jasmine something, she won. And now you got this young lady, Sydney McLaughlin, who wins. So, I mean, so I saw somebody they should put her banner up in Rupp Arena.
Well, I mean, do they put other athletes up in Rupp Arena in the rafters?
See, I don't think so. I think it's all people.
I mean, it's all basketball, right?
Basketball, men's and women's basketball. I don't think it's meant for other sports. You go to football, you got it there at Commonwealth Stadium. So I think that what they need to do is like you said, I think she at this point, after what she's done, all the NCAA that she won when she was at UK and now winning her first gold medal at 21, plus she's the youngest person at 21 to do this. Listen, I think she's got a long career, hopefully going to be winning some other medals in future Olympics, because the lady that she beat out is, what was her name, Muhammad. She is 31 years old, so I feel like that Sydney has 10 more years, another one or two Olympics, that hopefully she could win more golds and be the most decorated hurdler.
Yeah, because she's, just 21?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I was looking pictures of her yesterday, where people were describing her as too good to be only 14 years old. I mean, it's like, oh my. So they already knew at the age of 14, she was going to be as good as she has turned out to be.
No, they were right. They were right about that.
Absolutely. So, all right, we got a lot to talk about today. We got that to talk about. We got some football news and some basketball news, both. I'm really excited what's happening this weekend, and I'm excited about the announcement that UK made about basketball. So we'll talk about those two things coming up, plus – an unusual person, or I should say unusual thing, ended up at a restaurant in Gatlinburg last weekend. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. I want to talk about that as well. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Let me know how you think we should celebrate at UK Sydney McLaughlin's success, because I definitely think it's deserved. And maybe a monument, Shannon, is on the way. I think you're right.
Well, I could see that happening in the near future for sure.
Yeah, well, give us a call. Give us your suggestions. We'll be right back. This is Just the Cats.
Yeah, running down. Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. You want to give us a call? It's been quiet week this week for some reason. We had a caller on there, and then they didn't. They just hung up, but call us back.
I just wanted to talk to me. It's okay, off the
is
air.
Is that what it is? Okay, I understand.
I just tweeted out a couple of great pictures from your playing career.
Okay, thank you.
Go give that a look, please.
All right, hold on.
At Shannon the Dude.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now, why would... those are terrible
recruiting
pictures.
Update. Kentucky basketball is close to signing five-star forward Michael Bennett.
That is just terrible. I mean, those socks that go all the way up to my knee, and the short shorts on top of it, and I'm smiling. I'm thinking my future is bright, but really your future is really sad and lonely.
You look like the nicest basketball player of all time.
I was not mean. Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, it's funny. I remember all these guys that are next to me. Jeff Nally, Eric Watts, me, and then Rusty Russell. His dad was the minister over at Bob Russell over at Southeast Christian. Great speaker.
I mean, those are some great pictures right there.
I'm so glad you were sharing those. And, of course,
are you a lefty? Are you a left-handed shooter?
Where have you been? I'm left-handed all my life.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I
was a left-handed pitcher.
I've never seen your jump shot.
It's pretty good.
It's probably broken. Picture.
It's a good – oh, my goodness. Let me think about this. It's a good – half an inch, three quarters of an inch jump shot. I mean, it's good. It's hard to block.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Who did you play for? CAL? Christian Academy?
I just told you Christian Academy. Where have you been?
I can't get past those pictures. These two pictures of you, I cannot get past them.
Okay, great. I look forward to the responses with this, okay?
Because Alan Cutler already weighing in.
Oh, my gosh.
Did the star system change and I didn't realize it?
Therein lies why I love Alan Cutler, because the love just continues. All right, let's listen. We're going to talk about that the whole show. I know that ridiculous picture, and all you've done is embarrass me. So let's talk about this, though. Yes. This is not embarrassing. This is very exciting. Fan Day for UK football is back this year, and it's happening this Saturday starting at 11 a.m. Now, there's going to be a different Shannon. Fan day in years past, of course, we didn't have it last year because of COVID, but years past, you could go down and get your picture with the players, the coaches, and get autographs, that kind of stuff. They're not going to allow that this year. So, listen, and I'm okay with that. As long as they let all the fans come into the stadium, which they're doing, gates are going to open up at 10 a.m., and they're going to do a practice, and at the end of the practice, the players are going to throw out footballs, which I think is funny. Hopefully they've used hand sanitizers before they throw the footballs up in the stadium. But,
so they're going to throw footballs up into the stadium to everybody or just to the few lucky people?
Supposedly to everybody. That tweet of yours is going crazy. Okay. So I'm just seeing the numbers go up. Listen, Alabama canceled their fan day. Florida canceled their fan day. Are you surprised UK still has their fan day going on?
A little bit, you know, because we've been ahead of the COVID restrictions more so than a lot of other states. So, yeah, I am a little bit surprised. But at the same time, I mean, you got to continue on with life, right?
Yes, that's how I feel. But I would have never thought, maybe Florida, because numbers are really going up there, but I would have never thought Alabama would have canceled theirs. Mm-hmm. I just really did.
Well, Florida's governor just came out and said, we're not changing anything. The restrictions that we had before, they're no longer in play. So
it's almost like DeSantis down there in Florida, who's the governor, wants to do everything that's the absolute opposite of what New York wants to do.
Yeah.
It really is. So, but I am surprised that this is happening. In fact, the other big news is that UK basketball, or UK athletics announced yesterday, basketball's go, they're planning on being 100% capacity at Rupp Arena.
Yeah. You know, I wonder, though, will that be scaled back eventually? Will that change when we get closer to basketball season actually starting? You know, we still got, what, 3 more months away from the start of basketball season. With football, you know, it's going to be 100%. We know that.
Yes. Yeah. But well, it's outdoors.
Right.
I mean, that's the benefit that the football team has. But basketball, it's indoors. So it very easily could switch in a matter of a few days. But, I mean, right now, I was kind of surprised that, honestly, I am totally surprised. UK announced they're having fan day, and we're going to have 100% capacity at Rupp Arena. I'm just shocked by that.
What did you think they were going to say? 50%? Did you think they were going to require masks?
I didn't think they would announce yet, but I guess they have to because of the fact that, you know, for those of you that had season tickets last year, you're able to renew your tickets early, and now's that time. So that's what they're doing there. So, again, it all comes back to, hey, man, the university's got to make money, and this is the way they're going to make money.
Yeah. Here's somebody. Here's Daryl that writes in and says, will you ask Shannon the Dude if Louder Than Life requires proof of vaccine, if a non-vaccinated person has a ticket, will they be refunded?
See, I would think so. I don't think that would be an issue. That would be a bad look of Louder Than Life.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think they would refund you.
Yeah, I would think so, too. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. But I mean, it's, hopefully Louder Than Life says, listen, if you're COVID tested within a couple of days like Lollapalooza did, you would think that would happen, don't you?
You would think so. I'm not really sure what the policy is, though. I mean,
here's the other issue, though. Is that all these people, you're going to, you know how you, when you weren't 21 yet and you got the fake IDs?
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen with the vaccine.
Oh, I'm sure. Exactly. Yeah. People who don't want to get the vaccine, still want to go to the concert, they're going to get a copy of someone else's vaccine.
Yeah.
White it out, put write their name onto it, and then copy that. And the next thing you know, you got a fake ID, fake vaccine card. Who would have thought the world would come to this where we're walking around with fake vaccine cards? I mean, really.
I never thought
like
so.
Like we're all 21 again.
Exactly. Well, maybe
or 19.
We are
we're all 19
days.
Again.
Yeah, we're reliving those days. So I don't think that's what should happen. I would hope that everybody would get theirs, but please take care of yourself because this is evidently coming back, and it's coming back strong in an even worse way. Now, if you've gotten your shot, you're supposedly, if you do get it, it's not as bad as if you hadn't gotten your vaccination.
That's what we're told anyway.
That's exactly. And watch me be the first one that gets deathly ill because of the fact that I'm a little overweight. So I don't know. But going back to the football, I'm excited that UK football, it's going to feel normal this weekend. I'm looking forward to Saturday, Friday morning. You don't know this, but, you know, you're doing your little golf outing thing.
So KSR Golf Scramble, yeah.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But you can't be with me because of that. I mean, I see what takes precedence. But Friday morning, I'm going to be doing the show at Commonwealth Stadium.
Well, yeah, I knew that you were going to be doing the show from Kroger Field. You told me that yesterday, as a matter of fact. So why do you think I don't know that? You just told me
that.
Well,
but the couple of guests I'm going to have with me.
I know that, too. You already told me.
Okay, well, I told everybody.
You tell me things and forget what you tell me.
No, I don't. Well, that part's true. I mean, that's the sign of, who knows what the sign is, of me having all this pressure watching the Twitter numbers go up because of that ridiculous picture you put up. But, no, I've got John Wong's going to be with me. Larry Vaught's going to be with me.
Oh, look at that.
And Vince Merrill.
Just the cat. Oh, and Vince Merrill.
Vince Merrill's going to be on with us.
Awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to that. So, you know, no offense to John and Larry, but, I mean, I get excited when the big dog comes with, you know, me.
I know you do. I know. It should be a good show. So you maybe get some inside scoop as to what's going on with UK football.
Yeah. I hear that a show that's on an hour after me has a particular football player joining them on the air on Friday. Is this correct?
Maybe you can go poach the guests.
Well, I mean, is this correct?
Will though? Levis. Yeah, Will Levis is coming on.
Will Levis. So, to me, if Will Levis is coming on KSR, doesn't that go ahead and indicate to you that we already know now who our starting quarterback is going to be?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Why would we want to talk to the backup quarterback?
Right.
No offense to the other backup quarterback.
Exactly.
But why would we?
There is no possible way Louisville, UK, would say, let's have on Bo Allen.
Yep.
And no, I really think UK's letting Will Levis go on because they fully anticipate he's going to be the quarterback.
Yep, and he was in all their tweets that they sent out as well with the football players. So,
exactly.
Yeah, looks like he's going to be the guy.
Exactly. All right, let's go ahead and take our next break. 502-571-1080. We'll be right back.
I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker. Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Yeah, I really appreciate you today. Let me tell you right now. I'm enjoying probably the responses. You know, I love that. I'm good-natured about getting teased. I love being teased just as long as I can tease you back. But listen, I'm having a field day reading some of these right here. Joe tweeted out, he looks 21. I think I look more like 41, if you ask me. But
well, that's what somebody else said on the comments. They said you're like Jermell Martinez. You've looked 40 for 40 years.
Yeah. John tweeted out, oh, wow, looks like a young Chris Farley. Do I look that bad? I don't think I did. I look that bad, but then I love Chris Farley, so I'll take the compliment.
My favorite one is Cornbread Hemp said they would like to sponsor this amateur athlete. They want to know who your manager is.
Well, I mean, Shannon the Dude would be my manager, I'll tell you right there. Speaking of Cornbread Hemp, you know, go ahead, Shannon. What's the deal that they got going on right now?
Well, all month long, an exclusive offer only for Just the Cats listeners. You'll get a free bottle or little container of CBD gummies when you spend $75 or more with the code BBN at cornbreadhemp.com. We've talked about the product, how much we love it. It's great for if you have pain, anxiety, trouble sleeping. Not only do they have the cornbread gummies, but they also have the CBD balm, the CBD oil, even CBD pets for your dog, your pets on there. You can check it all out at cornbreadhemp.com. And again, use promo code BBN. Get free gummies when you spend $75 or more at cornbreadhemp.com.
Wow. John Wong just tweeted, separated at birth. It has a picture of me with that ridiculous shot and then Kyle Macy next to me. I don't think Kyle Macy would like that one.
No. I mean, what was your percentage at the free throw line?
It was actually pretty good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I could shoot free throws. That's
can
without
you still
a doubt.
Shoot free throws? Because I think if we could get something going here where we could bring Kyle Macy back and you guys could shoot like best out of 50.
See, I could. I don't think I could beat Kyle. I'm going to be realistic about that. But I'm a pretty good free throw shooter. I think I could take on Kyle. It wouldn't be terribly close, but it would be close.
Well, what do you mean it wouldn't be terrible?
Exactly. It makes no sense because it makes no sense for me to go shoot free throws against him,
okay? Do you think you could come within five made free throws?
I think so.
Out of 50.
Out of 50?
Yeah.
No, I think I could come within 10, maybe less. But, I could shoot free throws, not like Kyle, though. I mean, come on. Kyle was...
What do you think to this day Kyle Macy could make out of 50?
Oh, I think he could make 45.
Really? Okay.
I really do.
So that
would
still make him a 90% shooter then.
Definitely. He had incredible form. And it was funny. When I was in, fifth or sixth grade, I was imitating how he would go down at the free throw line and wipe his hands on his socks.
You had a lot of socks to wipe them on. Those socks, absolutely. Those socks your socks are taller than your shorts.
This is true. And you know the sad part about it, those shorts were so uncomfortable for me. And I had a lot of hair.
I could see why.
Yeah. And one time I tried to shave it all off and it just didn't work out. So, yeah.
They said he killed Sasquatch.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it. It was embarrassing. I had chest hair at the age of 12. I mean, how would you like that? That is not an exaggeration. And I was so embarrassed. I'll never forget my sister got so mad at me because I used a razor.
So, oh, no.
Oh, yes. And so, listen, we need to get onto a completely other topic. But, I would take the challenge with Kyle Macy. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I don't know if Macy would be up for
probably
it.
Probably not.
Problem.
Because he's got nothing to gain. What if he got beat by Michael Bennett?
Well, exactly.
He would lose all of his credibility.
But I think he would be confident enough that he knows that he would beat me.
Yeah. Well,
and I think he would. Out of 50, that's a lot of shooting right there.
Well, I mean, what would you want to do? Out of 20, 25?
Yeah. I would say more likely out of 20. I mean, 50 would
be. But we need a bigger sample size, though. I feel like 50 is a better representation.
Well, just do it half then. Do 25 or 30, something like that.
Yeah.
Not 50. I would get
only if you agree. Only if you'd agree to put that jersey back on.
Oh my! That jersey. There is no way the numbers would probably rip off because of how much stress there would be on the stretching of it. So
yeah,
no. And I always had to wear the big size. I mean, it was always Husky for me. So
wait, that was the big size?
Yeah, Husky. Oh yeah, when I was a kid, it was always. My mom would say, "Do you have any Husky sizes?" And I would be so mortified. It's like, okay, here comes the fat boy.
He's a Husky boy.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, can we talk about this? Let's talk about some other things. Malik Monk, did you see where he's
Monk,
going?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Monk is headed to L.A.
I did see that. You know, the Lakers went on a signing spree yesterday, didn't they?
They really did, between him and between Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. I thought Carmelo Anthony was a lot older than what he is. He's 37, which is not young
right.
by NBA standards, but I thought he was in his 40s.
Too. Exactly. I thought the same thing. It's like he's been in the NBA for 50 years at least.
Yeah.
And but good for him. I'm really happy. It's a one-year deal that he's getting. They haven't described what the contract is like, but you know, it seems like teams are trying to get a bunch of UK players. It's got to be good. The Knicks have done it, and it's got to be good for merchandise sales because you got to believe a lot of UK fans are buying Knicks products.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lakers are doing the same thing, bringing Malik Monk. They got Anthony Davis. I still have a problem rooting for a team that has LeBron James. I don't totally dislike LeBron. I'm just getting to a point where I get tired of his whining.
No, I mean, we've talked about this before. The most popular athletes are also the most hated athletes in any sport, and LeBron James is no exception to that.
All right, so within the NBA, who is probably the most hated player
LeBron
in
James.
All of the years? Of the NBA, not just now, the current players, but of all.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to go back and think about all of the guys and who was the most hated. I mean, Laimbeer was hated.
Yes. See, I think about him, Bill Laimbeer. I think about maybe Dennis Rodman being one of those kind of players.
Yeah. But a lot of people also loved him.
Yes. I mean, the dude could rebound.
How could you not love a guy that dresses in drag and is married to Carmen Electra?
Well, listen, I mean, the biggest days of my jealousy were back in those days where it's like, why is Carmen Electra with him? So I thought she was beautiful. All right, so as far as baseball, can you name a person in baseball that was the most hated?
I don't know.
Michael. Or that is now.
Does anybody even know any baseball players anymore?
Well, see, that's a bit of a problem as well.
I mean, John Rocker was hated back in
Rocker.
The 90s. Yeah.
Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, when he threw
Don Zimmer down.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's when I started. It's like, man, how can you throw – how old was Don Zimmer at the time? Was he like in his early to mid-70s?
Had to be.
And I'm thinking, how could you possibly throw down a manager, assistant manager at that – down to the ground.
Don Zimmer came charging at Pedro like a bull with his horns out.
I understand, but I'm not going to throw the guy down. What's he going to do to you?
Well, I mean, Pedro gave him a little light shove, a little ole, you know?
Ole.
Yeah, he pulled the red cape out of the way at the last second and gave him a little nudge, and then Don Zimmer went down.
All right, well, I mean, the Lakers are going to be loaded. I mean, they got Anthony Davis, Malik Monk now, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, they're trying to rebuild and have a team that can compete for the championship, which
yeah, they
may have for next season.
They might do it, because you got to believe that the days are kind of slowing down for LeBron, but I'm sure he doesn't like to see that. I've been wanting to talk about this for a few days, but did you see the video that happened last weekend in Gatlinburg?
No.
Of the bear that came into Gatlinburg on the main street and walked into a restaurant.
So he's on the main drag, you're saying?
I am totally
serious. So that means that bear
this.
Would probably have to walk down the main strip of Gatlinburg.
Or a side street
probably
he could have come
stopped,
from.
Stopped off and got on the chairlifts. Maybe went and got an elephant ear on the way in.
I know it. You know, the first person I thought of
probably went to Ripley's,
this.
Believe it or not. Went through there and took a
is
tour.
That where you're going? I have never been to one of those things, by the way. But this, I thought of Larry Vaught as soon as I read this.
Yeah.
And he called me yesterday and I told him about this. But a bear went into this restaurant, walked in, and then as quickly as it walked in, ran back out. And there was a guy literally taking pictures of the bear 2 feet away from him. And, I mean, it wasn't this little cub. This was a good-sized bear.
Yeah.
I'm running.
That's strange, man. You would think that, that somebody would spot that before it just went in.
It was strange. It's like, there's a bear coming. Get out of the way. So the hostess evidently ran out of the restaurant. She's not saving anybody within the restaurant. So I that's what I'm doing. I'm running away. So I thought that was funny. Bet Online has UK basketball as the third best team with the odds to win the national title this coming season. Gonzaga is number one. Michigan is number two. And UK is tied third with UCLA.
So give that
two.
To me again because I was answering the phone there. You said that's Kentucky right. was number what? Number one?
Number three.
Number three.
Gonzaga is one with the best odds. Michigan is two with the best odds. UK and UCLA are tied with Duke and Kansas at number four. With
yeah,
Texas,
you know, I'm not going to get too excited just yet because, you know, last year's team was in the top 10 preseason and they ended up 9-16. So,
see, this is a prime example, Shannon, of how UK football is the total opposite when it gets respect. Like UK basketball. To me, I wouldn't bet that because of what you just said. With what happened last year and the total debacle with the season last year, and now this year, you're telling me they're the third best in odds to win the title? Mm. I think that's a little much.
Yeah, as our former president once said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
Exactly. And have you ever heard the song by J. Cole that uses that
yes,
right there?
Yes, we played it on the show a minute ago.
Okay,
times.
That's right. We yeah. have. Okay, I appreciate you doing that. 502-571-1080. Who's up?
Let's go to – I didn't even get your – I don't even have his name written down. Hey, you're on the air.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Dalton.
Hey, Dalton. That's
Dalton,
it.
What's,
hey,
what's going up, Dalton? On? Sorry for the unprofessionalism by
well,
my
you know,
co-host.
You got one person over here trying to co-host a show, trying to yeah. answer phones. There's a baby crying in the background. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
I mean, it was my baby crying that messed it all up.
That's right. Yeah.
There
blame
you
it
go.
On the baby.
What's
well,
what's
up?
Going on?
Yeah. So I've been wanting to bring this up on one of these fine radio shows on these airways, and I chose just the cats to.
You chose the best one. Yes.
What's the first one? So.
Thanks.
So everybody's talking about this big learning curve that players are going to have with NIL, you know, managing their contracts and dealing with their money and maybe have to get an agent. And it's going to be a lot more than just, you know, exercising, stretching and practicing and playing the game. If only there was some kind of institution that they could go to that would maybe help them with math and communication skills and finance and writing documents. If only there was somewhere they could go to learn these things while they're playing their sport, it might make it a lot easier.
So, meaning that they're not going to a school right now to learn that stuff? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point. Like, they're already there. That's
yeah, exactly.
Why take math and communications yeah. and business.
You're being
and finance.
Facetious, in other words.
Michael doesn't understand sarcasm very well.
Yeah,
Dalton.
I understand. I understand. I just want to make sure he's
I mean, he
being
knows
facetious.
The word facetious. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, you
oh,
know.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ask him to tell you what it really means.
Wow. My God.
Well, what does it mean? Go ahead.
It's sarcastic.
Okay.
Okay. Relax, Shannon. My gosh. All right.
I'm relaxed. Anything? I'm calmer than you are.
Well, I know you're getting me worked up. You're exactly correct. All right, Dalton. Anything else you want to bring up?
Where do I go to get another one of these Just the Cats t-shirts? My brother has fallen in love with mine and his birthday.
Ah, all you got to do is go back to justthecats.com and check out the gear right there, and they're for sale.
Perfect. All well, right. y'all have a great day.
All right, man.
You do the same. Thanks for the phone call. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call or tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We got to take our last break. When we come back, we've got a couple of things we want to talk about. This is Just the Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. Give us a call, please, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. I didn't know this until just a couple of minutes ago. Somebody tweeted it out to me. But, you know, our good friend Anthony White, former UK running back, is now going to be in the University of Kentucky Hall of Fame.
Well, congratulations.
Exactly. I asked Anthony to join us Wednesday. He's trying to see if he can get off work and come over and join us for a few minutes. So we're going to have a football day in Lexington. I mean, I don't know if you can come or not, but I might as well just say, hey, if you want to come see us, come out and see us. But 502-571-1080. Who's up next,
Shannon? Let's go to James.
James, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to comment. You said something about the Bear in Gatlinburg Saturday, and me and my wife happened to be in Gatlinburg Saturday night.
Really? Did you see the bear?
Well, I didn't see that bear, but Saturday night about 12 o'clock, we're sitting outside the hotel room, right on the back side of the main strip, having a few beers, and this bear walked out behind the truck sitting right in front of us.
Holy cow.
Wow. What did
you
do?
My wife got video of it after finally walking down. I guess he was dumpster diving or whatever, but we're just sitting there in the chairs, and he walked out behind the truck, and I looked at her and said, don't move.
I'm offering a beer is what I'm doing.
Yeah, he was 12, 13 feet away from us, and he just walked on down the hotel, you know, on the round, and she ran after him trying to get video of him. I'm like, you know, you don't need to be doing that.
Your wife ran after the bear?
Yeah, wow. She got video of him.
She had some of that liquid courage, it sounds like to me.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, she had a bunch of that liquid courage.
Is that the only way she can look at you?
Oh, my God.
Much, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Don't talk to our callers like that, Michael.
He knows. Now, you know I'm joking, don't you?
Oh, yeah. After 23 years of marriage, yeah, that's probably the only way she can look at me. Yeah.
See, exactly. That's what happens. Once you've been married 2 years, there's lots of things, Shannon, that leave. And one of them is that your wife has a hard time looking at you. And that's, well, at least in my experience. But
so, you know, I've always
seen that video you was talking about, too, of that bear. And he was on the backside at this little bar right there. And we had just walked up there that Saturday. But I guess, I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday whenever he showed up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then my buddies are in Gatlinburg this week, and they got a video of a bear out in the wild right there on the main strip inside the dumpster. So they're getting more common up here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I've always heard that they're notorious, you know, for being in Gatlinburg, but I've never seen a bear in Gatlinburg of all the times I've been there.
Yeah,
First time. We go every year for anniversary, and we go in the woods and everything. It's the first time I've ever seen it, but I never thought I'd see it 12 feet away from me, you know, walking to 12 o'clock at night. You know?
Now they're just walking into bars. I feel like there's a joke there. A bear walks into a bar.
Exactly. There is a joke there. All right. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate talking to you.
No, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
See you, man.
You do the same. That's scary to me. If I'm sitting there and having a beer, and then all of a sudden a bear comes out of nowhere.
You're going to say, man, what was in this beer?
Well, exactly.
I think it's time for me to last call and get out of here.
All right, who's up next?
There is no next.
Oh, I thought you said last. Oh, I see what you're saying. Never mind. I thought you were telling me last call.
Last call at the bar.
I know.
In a caller on the. See, this is why you need to be in the studio so you know what's going on.
Well, exactly. I can't see the phone. I don't have a phone here that I can just push the button.
You're talking to me while I'm over here taking phone calls.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Did you see where the Kentucky State Police Department in our beautiful state won the 2022 AAST for best looking cruiser in the nation?
Oh, they won that. Okay. They were like a little bit behind Ohio.
Yes, they won it. So, you know, big prizes. They're going to have their car featured on the calendar.
That's it?
That's all you get? Yes. I mean, you get to be honored that way. But have you seen the picture? Forget about what you win. Have you seen the picture, though?
Of the cruiser?
Yes.
Yeah, I helped retweet it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't realize that. It's a beautiful. And I know exactly where they took that picture, right there off Versailles Road over in Versailles.
It is a good-looking cruiser. I would never want to be in the back seat of it or have it be behind me with its lights on, but it's a good-looking cruiser.
There's two things that make me sick immediately. Number one is being pulled over by a police officer. Number two is being in a wreck. Mm-hmm. And I just hate that feeling. And it wasn't that long ago that I was pulled over. It was in my boat. That's what it was.
You got pulled over in your boat?
I did last weekend, or 2 weekends ago.
And you were trying to get me to go out on that thing.
No.
What were you trying to do, sink it?
No. I wouldn't do anything crazy. I forgot to put on the little stickers that you paid your taxes and stuff for that year.
Yeah.
And I thank goodness I had everything with me. I said, here they are. He goes, no problem. And he starts teasing me, why haven't you put them on? So anyway.
I wish I had a jet ski that I could get pulled over in.
Okay, that's
my tags say 2017.
Nobody else gets that joke.
They all
get
the reference.
No. I'm trying to take care of that for you. So make you happy.
4 years later.
Did you see where there was an earthquake in Tokyo yesterday?
I did see that, yeah.
A 6.0. I thought that was crazy. And then here, of course, they're not uncommon to earthquakes over there. But did you see where the Olympic Village and the big volleyball arena, they were built with shock-absorbing giant rubber cushions?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, to stop the shaking in the building. How crazy is that?
Scary.
I'd love to see those giant rubber... Almost said
giant rubber what?
Let's just end the show.
You want to see those giant rubber...
That's enough.
Fill in the blank.
We're done.
Goodbye.
We're done. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Just catch me.